There's school math and then there's math, and it's different. It's often different. So I think design thinking can be extremely powerful. I would need to think a little bit more about Tinkercad specifically, and whether Tinkercad I mean, back to the
Back to the
constraints and affordances, you know, like I'm trying to think back on the spring and how many of the teachers I worked with were trying to play the game with Tinkercad, you know, trying to do school math or doing our class because Tinkercad is what was presented. And maybe for some, it was just another thing that had to be managed or navigated, just like school math can unfortunately be sometimes. And for how many of them was it this? Like, this is the tool I would go to. Like, of course I would use this tool for these reasons. So that I would need to think more about. How much was Tinkercad the natural organic tool, and how much was it the thing that Mark forced on people? And so they had to sort of, you know, stand on their head to make it work. But design thinking more generally, certainly, and the best I can relate to that is what I can see in computer science classes.